I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Obama administration is ramping up pressure on North Korea. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today announced a new round of economic sanctions against the already isolated regime. The move comes just 2 months after an inquiry blamed a North Korean torpedo for sinking a South Korean warship. 46 sailors were killed. Tensions between the two Koreas have been high ever since. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
In the gloom and the gray of a drizzly day, the camera shutters clicked as two high-profile American visitors climbed to an observation post at the demilitarized zone. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Robert Gates peered across the line with the help of binoculars, then toured a small building straddling the border. With North Korean soldiers staring them down from the other side, Clinton and Gates began piling on the pressure, urging the regime to change its ways.
There is another way. There is a way that can benefit the people of the North.
It's stunning how little has changed in the North, and yet how much South Korea has continued to grow and prosper.
Later, flanked by South Korea's defense and foreign ministers, Clinton took the show of solidarity a step further.
Today I'm announcing a series of measures to increase our ability to prevent North Korea's proliferation, to halt their illicit activities that help fund their weapons programs, and to discourage further provocative actions.
The sanctions target the trade in counterfeit cigarettes, liquor, and luxury goods, things most impoverished North Koreans cannot even dream of buying. The visit and the new measures come after the sinking of a South Korean naval vessel, the Cheonan, in March. An international inquiry later blamed North Korea. That drew both a denial and an act of defiance, all read out on state television. The newsreader announced North Korea's response, scrapping an agreement intended to prevent accidental clashes with South Korean military vessels. Today, Clinton reiterated U.S. demands for Pyongyang to stop stirring up trouble.
We do expect to see North Korea take certain steps that would acknowledge their responsibility for the sinking of the Cheonan, which would demonstrate their commitment to the irreversible denuclearization of the peninsula, which would end the provocative and belligerent actions.
This joint trip by Clinton and Gates coincides with the 60th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. Joint U.S.-South Korean naval exercises will follow in the coming days, as both countries take to the seas to send a message to the North. Gates acknowledges that the declining health of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il and the sinking of the Cheonan are sparking concerns that the exercises themselves could trigger fresh confrontations.
By the same token, I think taking steps that further strengthen deterrence and also demonstrate our determination not to be intimidated are very important.
The pressure on North Korea and the military exercises aren't helping to repair frayed relations with China. Gates admits he worries about that too, but not enough to put a halt to efforts to put the diplomatic, economic, and military squeeze on Pyongyang. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.